On today's show, we'll tell you why GM felt it had to put a new leader in charge of Cadillac. Ford's diesel F-150 puts up some impressive fuel economy numbers, and PSA is running into the same problems with Opel that General Motors did. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. The board of directors of General Motors voted to remove Johan Dinesen as head of Cadillac. He'll be replaced by Steve Carlisle, who was running GM of Canada. There's been a lot of speculation why Dinesen was let go, but here's our Autoline insight. Cadillac has gone nowhere in the last 4 years in the American market. Dinesen inherited a brand that was selling 182,000 vehicles a year. Last year, it only sold 156,000. Even though the overall market grew by 1.5 million vehicles since he took the reins at Cadillac. And while Cadillac sales are going strong in China, the board must have felt the brand was not reaching its potential and that it was time for a change. Speaking of personnel changes, Sergio Marchionne says FCA will not announce his replacement until next year. That's a surprise because analysts and company insiders were expecting to find out who that will be in June. Marchionne says his replacement will come from inside the company. Here's our Autoline insight. If FCA had announced his replacement in June, Marchionne would have become something of a lame duck. All the attention would have immediately shifted to his replacement, who would have then been very distracted from doing his current job. Ford just announced the fuel economy numbers for its diesel pickup, and it's pretty impressive. That's next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Before we get back to the news, I want to remind you to tune in to Autoline After Hours later today. We've got Sandy Monroe coming in the studio, whose company ripped a Tesla Model 3 down to its bare bones. They found some things they didn't like, but other engineering they really did. So if you have any questions, send them to viewermail at autoline.tv. Then tune in at 3 p.m. Eastern Time for some of the best discussions in the automotive industry. We know Ram was the first to put a small diesel in a full-size pickup truck, but GM and Ford are following suit, and now Ford has fuel economy bragging rights. It just announced the 2018 F-150 with a 3-liter power stroke diesel engine will get 22 miles per gallon in the city, 30 mpg on the highway, and 25 combined. Those are impressive numbers for sure, and the city and highway figures best the Ram by 1 mpg each. The difference is likely due to the fact that the F-150 uses a 10-speed transmission, while the Ram uses an 8-speed. The new diesel F-150 will start shipping to dealer showrooms in May. Speaking of Ford, it's about to launch a new Mustang Cobra Jet drag car to celebrate the iconic model's 50th anniversary. It comes with a 5.2-liter supercharged V8, 4-link rear suspension, and a Ford 9-inch solid rear axle. That will help make it the fastest Mustang ever, with a quarter-mile time in the mid-8-second range at over 150 miles per hour. Only 68 of the drag-only cars will be made, a nod to its original production date, and people can start ordering them this summer. Coming up next, GM could not make Opel competitive, and now PSA is running into the same problems.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Ever since it bought Opel from GM, PSA has been trying to cut high production costs. Now it's going after Opel's German factories. It's turning into a bit of a nasty fight. Opel's new CEO says the German plants are twice as expensive as PSA factories, and he wants wage concessions. But German union stewards at one plant rejected the offer, even though PSA would have committed to making a new model at the plant. It is possible PSA could try to close the plant, but in Europe, That's a very expensive proposition, and one of the reasons why GM wanted to get rid of Opel. Well, another day, another story about Tesla. This time it's being accused of using a misleading stat about its autopilot system. It's citing a NHTSA study that says autopilot reduces crash rates by 40%. But safety advocates question that number. Neither Tesla nor NHTSA will publicly release the underlying data used to make that claim. NHTSA looked at accidents between 2014 and 2016 that caused airbags to deploy on Model S and X vehicles equipped with autopilot. It then used mileage data to calculate the crash rates. However, safety advocates say NHTSA didn't provide those mileage figures to show the crash rates are statistically significant. So safety advocates are suing the agency to disclose all of the data. With that, we wrap up today's report. Thanks for watching. We'll be right back here again tomorrow.